before the flood, people were not allowed to kill animals to eat meat. There's an opinion that if the animal died, they were allowed to eat meat. But before the flood, simply, animals were not killed for meat, and according to some, they didn't eat meat at all. They only ate fruits and vegetables, and that's what it says in the Torah, that God gave the fruits and the vegetables for man and the grains to eat, not meat. After the flood, it says openly that you're allowed to, Noah was allowed to eat meat. And from after Noah and on, they're allowed to eat meat. Question is why? What happened at the flood that now permitted or necessitated the eating of meat?
Why did they hunt?
Oh, Nimrod or whatever. They hunted animals to capture them and use them to serve them. They used animals. Didn't eat them. So even most hunters today don't hunt for food. They hunt to put the moose head over their fireplace. But they weren't allowed to kill. They didn't kill the animals. They hunted them, trapped them, and used them.
They didn't do it anyway. They did a lot of sins, maybe they did that too, but they weren't allowed to eat meat.
The diet of human beings before the flood was vegetarian.
Unless you were a breaker of that
unless you broke that, right. So what happened after the flood? So some say, there's interesting Sfarno. The Sfarno says like this, that the flood, the world became polluted. It had to be put into a mikveh, that was the flood, and purified. And there was a result of the flood that the world became crooked. It was tilted on its axis. It says before that, this is the way it seems from the Sfarno, before that the world was not tilted on its axis and the seasons were equal. In other words, it was always, there was no seasons. Everything was autumn, spring, all the time. And therefore the fruits and vegetables and grains were able to grow to their fullest potential and they were able to be nutritious enough to be the only sole diet of a human being. After the flood, the world became crooked. It tilted on its axis, and now there are seasons. And therefore, because of the seasons, the fruits, vegetables, and grains did not grow to their full potential, didn't have the nutrients that a person needed. He had to get protein or whatever from other sources, and therefore you're out to eat meat. It was because people needed it, whatever. There's no mitzvah to eat meat. It wasn't something that was necessarily a positive thing to do. But it was necessary.
Who's that?
That's a Sfarno. Another idea, they say, is that until Noah came along, people really had no right to kill an animal and eat it, because an animal was a partner in creation. And they had no rights over the animals. But when Noah spent a year of bringing the animals into the table and feeding them, and all the animals had their existence thanks to Noah and his efforts. Because of that, God permitted him to eat animals, because now the animals were subservient because of the chesed that Noah did to them. Now they existed because of Noah's efforts. Now Noah had a right to kill them and eat them. That was another idea. I don't remember who says it.
What about fish?
What?
The fish you didn't save.
Fish. Good question. I don't know. Good question. Why can we eat fish? Could be, originally, according to this idea, they shouldn't have been able to eat fish either originally. I don't know. That's a good question. But let me tell you another idea. Another idea we're thinking of is that man is supposed to raise the entire creation towards God. Right? Everything serves the level above it. The minerals serve the plant world and make them grow. So the mineral is elevated into the plant. The plant is eaten by the animal, so it elevates the mineral and the plant to a higher level. And originally the animals were supposed to not be eaten by people, but man's actions, which has had such a intense effect on the world, that just by dealing with the animals, just by his actions, raised the animals up, raised the whole world to a higher level, towards God. Unfortunately, everything works equally, right? Zelu umazel, whatever power there is in the world for the good, there's equal power for the bad. So if man originally had such a strong influence, that what he did influenced the animal kingdom for the good, it also could influence for the bad. That's why the animals were killed by the flood. They weren't free-willed. They didn't do sins, but they were polluted by man. Man had such a effect on them, that when he sinned, it polluted them. It made them bad. When man began to, do things that were sexually aberrant, so it affected the animals. And they didn't do it because they had free will. They did it because they were polluted by man's actions. Right? Just as an agav, they say that there's a higher incidence of homosexuality amongst pigeons in San Francisco. In any case, but after the flood, God said there's never going to be a situation like this again. I'm not going to bring another flood. So what does that mean? That the influence that man would have on the world was diminished. And that's one of the hints of the rainbow. The bright light, white light, the intense relationship of God with the world and man with the world is represented by that intense white light. But after the flood, it was broken down into its components, into its various wavelengths, from infrared to ultraviolet. And it's no longer that intense influence anymore. So man's influence also was cut down. So he couldn't influence the animals, not for the bad, so there was no necessity to destroy the whole world because of man anymore, but he couldn't influence them for the good either. So now the way to elevate those animals was by eating them, making brachas on them, eating them with the right kavana for a mitzvah, whatever. That's why it says that an Am Haaretz who doesn't eat with the right intention shouldn't eat meat, because you're dragged down to the animalistic. But if you eat with the right intentions, then you raise the animal towards more kedusha.
Did they bring a korban at the end?
Huh?
Korban at the end.
Right, exactly. So now it had to be done not externally, not from the outside, but from the inside. One more last idea. The Sefer HaYikarim. This is a tremendous idea. He says that one of the reasons why people were so evil and brought about the flood is because they equated animals and people. And they considered people and animals equal. And therefore, it can't eat an animal. It's our partner in creation. And so that didn't elevate the animals. That made people into animals. When you equate people and animals, and you don't realize that people are a different, completely, fundamentally different breed. Animals are created with instincts, they're programmed, they are kalim in the hands of people. They are not free-willed beings. They weren't put here to control their instincts. They're put in this world to follow their instincts. People, on the other hand, also have instincts, but they're supposed to control them. But when you consider people and animals equal, then what usually happens is that you consider man an animal, and whatever is good for the animal is good for man. I remember a study, but this must have been in the 1970s. I was driving in my car, and I heard the following ridiculous thing. They made a study, and they found that it was horses, that a certain significant percentage of horses are homosexual. Therefore, they said it's natural for there to be a percentage of human beings who are homosexual. So it's part of nature. It's just an alternative lifestyle. I had to stop my car because it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. They must have spent thousands of dollars on this study. You know, I could have told them better things. You know, a percentage of animals are cannibalistic. They eat other animals. Or eat even their own, species. So that would seem to imply that a certain percentage of human beings should also be cannibalistic. And it's an alternative lifestyle. Some people eat some these things, some people eat other people. Right? Just like some animals eat other animals. Right? Or also, animals steal from each other. So there's an alternative lifestyle called stealing. Some people don't steal, and some people are born, right, with the predisposition to stealing, right, and that's okay because animals do it. Nobody disputes the fact that people have the same desires as animals, but we're supposed to control them. Forget about homosexuality. Regular people, normal people, have drives that if they don't control them are awesome, but we're supposed to control them. So a person who has a drive for this is supposed to control it. Right? And this person has a drive for other things, right, that are more normal, also has to control it. Because if you don't control it, then you do things that are prohibited. So we're not animals. So what's the study? A lot of things animals do. But that doesn't make us animals. It's okay for us to do them without control. That's the idea. Could be there are people born with a predisposition to homosexuality. That may not be true. But there's still human beings who can control that and not necessarily act upon it and do something that's prohibited. Just as much as that normal people are born with a lot of tithes, a lot of desires that they control. Not have to.
So what are some of
so, after the flood, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to eat animals. I want you to know you're not an animal. You eat animals because they're a different breed than you are. You are human beings who are responsible, who have free choice, and animals are there to serve you. They're not. What's good for the animals is not good for you. That's the idea. What was the question?
How come some rabbis say it's okay?
Some rabbis say a lot of different things than I say. I'm not responsible for what some rabbis say. I'm responsible for what I say. But that's clear that just because people have a predisposition to something doesn't make them evil or good. It's how they control it and what they do with it. That's all. We all have drives that if we wouldn't control them, we'd be very evil people. If we control them, we could be very good people. That's all. No different than...
It's called sublimation.
Well, yeah. And therefore, it's not. There's nothing wrong with saying that people are born with a natural tendency towards many things. But it's also true that people have control, that the Rebbe Amram gave us the ability to control. And if we can't control it, then the Rebbe Amram knows and doesn't hold us responsible. But only God knows if we can or can't control. Or if we've reached a point where we gave up the control. Or whatever.
But don't they say when Mashiach comes, we're going to go back to that
Not necessarily, because when Mashiach comes, it's still going to be karbanos and going to eat the meat of karbanos. We say it in Musaf every yontif. But okay, maybe we'll discuss that somewhere. There's supposedly something Rav Kook said that there would not be animal sacrifices in the future, only min menachos. He never said such a thing, because Rav Kook also davened Musaf. And what he said, the way I understand, is something completely different. But not for now. If you ask me that question, maybe when we get to Vayikra and we speak about Karbanos, I'll tell you what it is.